Hello, and welcome to A Nightmare Short Shot. My name is Allison Bell Buse, pleased to be your muse for this flash fiction podcast. This month's poem is Ensabled Night by John Turner, narrated by Stefan Rudnicki, coming up right after this message.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.
And now, Stefan Rudnicki.
Ensabled Night by John R. Turner. The opening line is my riff on Bach's choral prelude, Come Sweet Death, one of his most profound. The fox fur wings, I feel, come from Wells's In the Avu Observatory, a surrealistic short story where an astronomer in the islands of Indonesia is attacked by a large flying bat creature. The last stanza is Dante, by way of Eliot's Wasteland. Pound said to make it new, so I did. J.R.T. Come, ensabled night, and spread your fox fur wings about me. Only in darkness, when I blink my eyes and see nothing, only then do all those gone visit me. I never wished to unknow so many.
You have just heard Ensabled Night by John Turner, narrated by Stefan Rudnicki.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
John R. Turner taught at Scott Community College for 38 years. He began live theater there and founded the school literary magazine, editing it for three decades. He has also served as associate poetry editor of Stirring online since it began in 1999. 23 of his plays have been produced in the Quad Cities. During that period, he also won the first poetry slams held in Davenport, Moline, and at St. Ambrose University, as well as the first slams ever held online. He ran a slam room for Warner Brothers for 5 years. His poetry and stories have appeared in Black and White, The Poet, Lyrical Iowa, Kaleidoscope, Astronomy, Haiku Hut, The Urbanite, and other venues for the last half century. In retirement, he's kept himself busy by putting over 750 reviews of his favorite books on his Facebook page. This poem was taken from the pages of Nightmare Magazine, which is edited by Wendy N. Wagner. The podcast is produced by Skyboat Media, and the story and podcast are copyright 2024. Post-production was by Alex Barton at Phase Shift, and our music was composed and performed by Jack Kincaid. Once again, I am Allison Bell Buse, and I hope this poem gave you something true. Thank you for listening.